This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On. My name is Isley and this is my dad, Frank.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Isley. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling very well, actually. School holidays, and we've had quite a relaxing time so far.
Yeah.
It's very quite relaxed. But it's been feeling wet and muggy, but no, that's never mind. So, Isley, you're going to tell us what we've got on the show today.
So today we're going to be talking about Snapchat, world's longest chocolate cake, facing your fear, shopping, spending your money, and buying a few things.
Yes.
And also, I tried this new toothpaste.
Yes.
And it's very interesting.
But interesting in a really good way.
Yeah.
Okay, we won't tell. We won't. Well, later on in the show, you can tell us how many times you've brushed your teeth this morning or today.
Twice.
Is that later on? Okay, later on in the show, we'll find out why.
Because
thank you. Go on,
toothpaste is very nice.
Because you like the paste, but
it's watermelon flavour.
Right, watermelon. Now, is that the same kind of watermelon that we would have with our desserts and ice cream?
Can we?
Yeah, later. When they're a bit cheaper, I think.
What time?
What watermelon? What type of watermelon?
Yeah.
I guess one that we would get from the supermarket and it's juicy and doesn't come in a little pot called hair food. Or come in a little in a tube. We're moving on too fast, aren't we? Good afternoon. Good morning. This is Frank and Isley Garner with iDad, full time, full on thoughts, conversations, experiences. And Isley has just gone, oh, with between Isley, 10-year-old Isley, and dad. That's myself. So, today is very much about feeling the fear. In two quite different areas. But we also want to catch up on last week's world record chocolate cake, which I did not believe. I didn't really believe. I wasn't quite sure about it. So I want to catch up a bit on that. Snapchat and our adventures on Snapchat and a bit of a brain feeder from the Aquila Mysterious Maths Edition. Is there something else you'd like to talk about before we go? Tell everybody about before we go for our break, Isley?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, feeling the fear. Yes, two particular areas. One, Snapchat.
We'll tell them later.
And two, climbing heights. Shall we go for our first track, Isley? And we'll see if this works out. First time I'm using my phone with the extension that Mike advised me to buy. And go for it. Can you go for it, Isley? This is a special request from Isley. Welcome back to Free FM 89.0. Frank and Esley Carter with iDad full time. Full on.
Hello, and welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad full time, full on.
And
my name is Esley and this is my dad, Frank.
Hi, Esley. Hi. Now, we're just experimenting with using the phone and an adapter, as I said. So, welcome back. Much of today is going to be about feeling the fear. Yes, Esley, what were you saying? Yeah, what were you looking for? Yep.
Do I change it?
Oh, yes, please. Would you like to choose another track?
For when we go to our next break.
For when we go to our next break. Yeah, that'd be great, Esley. So, but first of all, last week we went through a couple of world records, Guinness World Book of World Records, in the Aquila. And one of them was a chocolate cake. And you had to choose which you believed was the longest chocolate cake. And I think it was something like 100 metres, 530 metres and 5.3 kilometres. And I kind of like chose 100 metres. But the real answer was the longest chocolate cake ever made was 5.3 kilometres. And I thought, not sure about this. So I did the stuff what you're supposed to do. I Googled it. And you're looking for my pet. There you go. Okay. And so I Googled it. And it's absolutely correct. The longest chocolate cake in the world, the record for the longest chocolate, is 5.3 kilometres. And that was in India. They attempted 6.3, but for some reason or other, they were short of a kilometre. Yeah, so they these hundreds of bakers and chefs in India, in Thrissur, in Kerala, presumably. That's an area in India. And, hundreds of bakers, and they got through and they made this cake. About hundreds, it says, 1,500 bakers and chefs from 500 bakeries. What an organisation. And only took them 4 hours to bake. What if there is an ad when... Oh, I think we're fine. Yeah, Ed's asking if... Esley's asking if there's going to be an ad on the... I think we'll be fine. Yeah. So can you imagine the organisation? 1,500 bakers and chefs from 500 bakeries. Took nearly 4 hours to bake the cake. It can take me 4 hours to bake a cake in the oven. Cake for half a dozen of us. 1,200 kilograms of sugar and flour. And it was 5.3 kilometres long. Congratulations to the Bakers Association of Kerala in Thrissur, India. And apparently it was finished, eaten in about, less than half an hour. Finished. So people came to eat it very, very quickly. And there you go. So that's the longest chocolate cake in the world. Absolutely true. So I checked it. And it's something that you do need to do, obviously, when you think, I'm not sure about that. Well, sometimes even when you are sure about it, it doesn't seem a bit odd. I checked it out and there you go. So now that was, so the world's wrong. Now today we've been shopping. Should we do the shopping first or should we do the climb feeling the fear first, Esley?
We should do... Shopping.
They're shopping. Today we went shopping. It's school holidays. What else do you do? We went up to the base and had a relaxing wander around the mall there. Popped into Specsavers to get some stuff to clean my eyes and wonderful, wonderful service from Specsavers. And then we had a wander up the mall and what did we do? But before we went shopping, what do we do?
We went to the chemist warehouse.
Yes, and?
And we bought toothpaste.
Some toothpaste. So, okay, so you buy toothpaste every week. Anything particular about this toothpaste?
Special toothpaste.
Special toothpaste.
It was High Smile.
High Smile, yes.
High Smile. And basically, it's a toothpaste with lots of different flavours.
Yes.
Vanilla, banana, watermelon, velvet or red velvet.
Yeah, right.
And lots more.
Right.
And so much to choose from, but I choose watermelon.
Okay.
which is pink and also nice.
Right, yeah.
And now I brush my teeth twice, four times a day.
You brush your teeth twice a day, yeah. So it comes in a bit of a normal squeezy toothpaste. It's a cylinder, isn't it? It comes in a cylinder.
And you just, it's like...
You don't squeeze it, you push the top or something?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And then it comes out. It's so fancy.
Comes out so fancy. Did we get you a special toothbrush as well? Or we've already got your toothbrush? You've already got a toothbrush. You didn't have to get it now. You've already got your toothbrush. So I picked it up and I read it. I thought,
if you would like to give me a toothbrush,
we
you
did
can
offer,
if you want to.
I offered to get you a toothbrush, but you didn't get what? You said, no, it's okay, Dad, I've got one. So when I picked it up, Esley looked at it, I picked up it, and I read it, I said, no, Esley, it's not for you. This is his smile. His smile. Oh, hang on a minute. No.
His smile.
It's high smile, not his smile. Yeah.
But
okay.
What if it is his smile?
His smile.
What if it's his smile?
His smile.
His smile.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't actually make sense, his mouth. Anyway, so we got that toothpaste then there's a couple of days. And then we wandered along the shelf a bit more and we had some, got something else, the watermelon.
Yes.
Go on.
We got watermelon hair food.
For
my hair.
Right.
Apparently you can use it as a conditioner.
As a conditioner, right. So this is watermelon hair food. Do you think it did feed my hair at all?
Well,
you're about to be polite and tactful, aren't you?
I mean, it's good to try, I guess.
You could try, I guess. But not to be disappointed if it didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised if it didn't work. Thank you, Wesley. So, and then, of course, we wandered along and we went into a place like Smiggles and Typo, and you had a couple of looks at some pens. Tell us about some of the things.
This one from Typo, was $14.99. That's so expensive.
It's a lot of money for it.
It was like a pen, but it was like a jade roller.
Right.
That you like roll on your face.
Right.
It looked nice, but it was too expensive.
$14.99, yeah, it's a lot for a pen. And then we were in Smiggles and you were having a look at the pens, the one with about 12 different colours. And what about that one?
That was like $7.99.
Right, and we went up and asked how much it was because we couldn't see the price, and she said $8 or whatever, and looked at you and you decided.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So whenever we go to Smiggles, and it's always and it's either mum or dad, and then we go to the lady at the counter or the man, and then we go, oh hello, how much is this? And then she goes. They go, that's $20 or something, and then my mum will look at me and she'll go.
You can't see that, but that's an interesting face.
Be
yes.
Like, I don't think you should get it face.
Yeah, yes.
Because they're wasting my money.
Yeah. So what was your decision on this $7?
I bought boba instead.
You bought boba instead, which was?
The same price. But I was thirsty.
Yep, right.
And I didn't want to write.
Right, you didn't want to write anything on your own. So we had this discussion about relative value. So you had boba, which cost about a dollar more actually than the pen, which is gone. You know, I mean, it lasted until we got home, of course, because it didn't finish up. And then there's the pen, which lasts for quite a long time. However, sometimes you'll get these pens and you use them once and then they hang around and get lost, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's a relative value is quite often an interesting thing to look at. Okay, so that was our shopping. But before that, I had to feel the fear.
Just after we went to Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
Before we went to the base.
Yes.
Something brave.
Yes, and
I climbed. I feel like toddlers could easily do this.
Yes.
Like Karate Kid.
Yeah.
But I climbed all the way to the top of the biggest triangle and I got it.
You got it, yeah. I think, should we put this photo up on Instagram this week?
Oh, yeah, we haven't done Instagrams in a while.
No, we haven't done Instagrams.
So.
Yeah. And now this, now a couple of weeks ago, was it a week or a couple of weeks ago, we were up there at base and you were climbing up that pyramid.
And I was on.
And what happened?
The second to last step.
Yeah.
And then he goes, it's like, and then he puts his hand on his heart.
Yeah.
I'm scared. He lip syncs. I'm scared.
Yes. Yeah, that was me. And that was me, interestingly, portraying, of course, I it's heights. I am not a height person. I just can't stand heights. And I saw Esle climbing up and climbing up, and I was feeling frightened. And Esle, yeah, I was just scared. I was just scared. And I said, Esle, I'm not sure. No, please, can you? And she did. Esle, you came down. But you were disappointed, obviously.
Because, like, when you're at the second to last step,
yeah,
something in you is just annoying you because yeah, you're like,
and I was really pleased that you did come down when I
and
asked you.
And then I was very upset at him.
Yes.
And then he got me froyo, so I forgive him.
But today I was determined. I was not going to portray my fear onto Esle. And we
it wasn't even that high.
It wasn't that bad. It was much easier today, wasn't it, somehow? Somehow, and it was easier to watch, and I've got the photos. Now, interestingly, when Esle was about two or three, I had the same kind of thing happen down at the lake on the very long slide.
Oh, yes, the really
long. Really long. You probably don't remember this.
One time I was with my best friend and
yes,
her older sister and her older cousin.
Yep.
And her older sister and older cousin were just watching us. And me and her went down the slide.
Yes.
And she wanted to go second because she thought that it was going to, like, we both thought it was scary.
Yes.
And I went down, and I went down so fast.
Yeah.
Like, all the other kids just went normal by. I went, zoom.
Oh, yes, okay.
And then, you know how there's a pole, like, where your legs, it goes in between your legs when you go down at the end?
Yes, yes.
I zoom off it.
Oh, right.
And I fell on my butt.
You fell off the end of the slide because you were so, yeah.
So they're going so fast.
Yeah. Now, before that, when you were about 2 or 3 years old, we were down there, and to be honest, I find that slide scary, to get up on the top. I have been down it, but I am.
Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
Oh, a long time ago. I think I down it with you once. But I find it scary. It's so easy to fall off. And when this day when Esle went up there and I was down the bottom watching and she wanted to get up, I said, Esle, come on down, please. Because I was scared. I was frightened. But it was my fear that I was portraying on to Esle.
I didn't even listen.
And you did listen. You came back. You came down exactly the same as you did the other day when you came down when I was scared about the going high. But then we were down the back. And then I saw this, and there was another mother close by, and her child was a little bit smaller than Esle, and she had encouraged him or allowed him to go up on some, and he was up and down the slide, up and down the slide. And I looked and I thought, that mother's doing better than I am because she is not portraying her fear. She was calm. So I let you go up.
And I had so much fun.
And you had so much fun. Yeah. So there was...
I wasn't even scared. It wasn't even that scary.
No, of course not, because you wouldn't understand.
And plus, it's not like a normal slide where,
right,
like, you could fall off the edge.
No, you can't.
Because it was on the steep hill.
Yep. And you can't go out. You can't fall out of it.
No.
Yeah, you can't fall out. Yeah, so that was,
but
what, 7 years ago?
Shorts, it's so sore in your legs.
Oh, yes.
On the middle.
It'll burn. Yes, you would. So that was about 7 years ago. And I hadn't entirely learned that lesson 2 or 3 weeks ago because I was frightened about you going up. But today I think maybe I'm beginning to learn. But we're now entering another area in which parents are, well, which I am, and I know many
and
parents.
And we'll do that after the
break. After the break, right. Have you set up another track
yes,
for us? You've set up another track. Esle set up another track for us. And we'll come back.
Is it okay if there's an ad?
I'm not sure. I guess we can try to avoid the ads if we can.
At the start, I'll keep the volume down.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
And, okay, is this Roberta? Okay, see if we go. Okay. Going to play it now. Okay. You go for it. And it's done. Can we do it there?
So there's just an ad.
Yep.
But while we're doing that, we're going to talk.
We're going to talk about, okay, after the break, we'll come back with the next fear.
Okay.
Are we ready now? All done. Great.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
This is why Clef Refuge cries little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Go on, Leslie. Sorry, go ahead, please.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On. My name is Leslie, and this is my dad, Frank.
Hi there, and that, of course, was... Tell us who that was, Leslie.
It was a song.
Yes.
And it was called Killing Me Softly.
By?
Fugees.
And who chose that record for today's? That track? Esley chose it both. Okay.
Yeah, I chose both of this song.
Esley chose that one today. And of course, Esley was singing that to me on the way to school recently. And I said, Who was that? So we Googled. Of course, the original was Roberta Flack. But that's the Fugees. I like that track. Okay, so just not a lot of time left. So we'll begin our next Feel the Fear. And we introduced this last week, Snapchat. Snapchat, the time has come.
I got Snapchat.
Esley has
Esley. And I got all my friends.
Yes.
Not all of them.
That's it, yeah.
Some of them don't even have Snapchat.
Yeah, right. Last week, Esley asked me, we spoke about, Esley had asked us Snapchat. We set it up. It was a bit torturous because, of course, I couldn't remember all the passwords on her tablet and stuff.
My friend, she's moving away next year, and I was sad, but I asked her, but we still have plenty of time left because we have a whole term.
Right.
But I said, do you have Roblox? No. Do you have Kids Messenger or Messenger? No. Do you have Snapchat? No. Is there anything you can text me on? I said. And she was like, no. And I was like, what do you have? And she was like, Alive.
Alive, that's absolutely right. Yes. She's got Alive. Yes, absolutely right. Yeah, some people, yes. But quite honestly, I haven't got a lot of use for it. I don't know.
Used for your life?
No, I used for Snapchat. Not yet. I guess my perhaps I'm very unsociable or something, or maybe I haven't got any friends. I don't know, but...
Yes, you have me.
Oh, of course, yes.
And you have AI.
And I don't need Snapchat for you. I don't need Snapchat for you. Anyway, we're just about towards the end of the show.
Bye, Snapchat. Guys.
We're going to continue this Snapchat thing next week because there are a number of things we would like, I would like to talk about in terms of the precautions that we're taking. Because it is definitely, this is definitely a feel the fear thing. And it's almost worse than feel the fear of somebody falling off a high pyramid, because we know that the playground is safe. Yes, people can get hurt and injured, but in the main it's safe. But there are the social media, the internet, the cyberspace can be a terrifying place. So this is terrifying for us as parents, and we hope it's not terrifying for child. Esle, we have to go. Time
okay,
to go.
Bye, guys.
Thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning, 11:30 to midday. More about Snapchat and our progress through it. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the holidays.
Bye, guys.
And bye.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time. Give them time. Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.